Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station, in the middle of a session right now of Let's Talk Dating. We have Brock Olson in studio. And Brock, single mom, 30 years old. She just put an offer on her very first house. And basically, the question has been weighing on her mind, should she buy this house by herself, essentially? You've already kind of said, yeah, absolutely, make that move. If men are intimidated, so be it. You don't want those men in your life anyway. Then you also wanted to kind of add on to that a little bit. So, So take over here.
Yeah. So what I was saying before we went to the music commercial break was, ladies, do not put your life on pause because you think it's going, like, something you're going to do is going to intimidate a man. Buying a house, yes, that's a really big life decision, but don't wait for somebody else to enter your life before you get the okay to do that. I was doing air quotes there. Mm-hmm. Definitely sign that mortgage, get into that house, secure that home, especially if you're a single mom. Definitely do that. Kids come first. Now, what I was gonna say about this is something that a lot of the guys said, which was they really don't care. They don't care if you have a house, and if they do, you know, this is gonna be a natural filtering process for you. Now, this is what I see happen a lot, where women will say the things that they bring to the table, figuratively, like, these are the things I bring to the table, I've got a good job, I've got a house, I got these things, blah blah blah, in the comment section of this post. And I agree with the men generally don't care. Mm-hmm. Because that's what they are wanting to be able to bring to the table. So when you bring it, it's not an attractive prospect. I'm not saying it turns them off, it just doesn't have that sizzle that it would from a guy saying that he has these things, that he's on his purpose, he's got his career, he's making good money, he's got a house, he's all these types of things. Like, those are very attractive things for a woman, generally speaking.
Sure.
So when you lead with these types of things, I want you to understand that is not what the type of men that you want to be in a relationship with are going to genuinely value. They're going to value first your femininity, your softness, your sweetness. They want you to be taking care of yourself. They want a truly feminine, confident woman that, yes, is going after things, in her life, and she does have passion for achieving things, but leading with, I'm a boss babe on these types of things, that's not going to generally be an attractive mindset for a lot of men, especially the men that you're trying to attract. In fact, that will probably turn a lot of them off, because what men do is they look at it and they wonder, well, what is it that I'm going to be able to do in this environment that makes me valuable? Now, if we talk about the intimidation factor, it's not so much an intimidation thing. It's they don't feel like they have a place in your life if you are doing these things and you know, kind of this I don't need no man type of attitude. Because we all know what we're talking, right. what I'm trying to say here. When you lead with this aggressiveness, like, I don't need a man, I'm able to take care of myself, that's fantastic. You're adulting, good job. But why are you making it so aggressive? Why are you saying you don't need a man? Because guess what? Men want to be needed. So you are literally phasing yourself out of the dating market. Now, I want you to buy your house. I want you to do well at work. I want you to get the car that you want. But you don't need to lead with this aggressive, I can do it without a man type of attitude. That's just not a very attractive mindset. And men, you know, they're not going to lead with that either. I don't need a woman in my life. Like, that's not an attractive thing to hear. It's like, oh, okay, but we're supposed to compliment each other. We're supposed to compliment each other. So why are we trying to make it so we don't have the opportunity to actually do that? Now, this is about, you know, the home. I think everybody should be trying to get a home if that's your prerogative. It sounds like, though, you're wondering if you should wait because you might want to do that with a man. That's a completely different topic. And if we're going to jump onto that, listen, you can sell your house at any time, but buy it. Sell it 2 years from now. Do that with a guy. Buy another house. This is not the only decision you're going to make on your own. You're going to have a lot of opportunities to make some couple decisions down the road, but in the meantime, make the decisions that are best for you right now.
Right. It really is the delivery. I think that's really what it comes down to. Because you're right. There's an attitude sometimes to it. Well, I have my own house.
Sure.
And then, of course, yeah, the guy's going, well, what do you need me for?
Exactly. And like I said, if a guy led by saying, I don't need a woman, yeah, I've got, you know, I'm going to do these generalities here.
Yeah.
I got some, I can cook. I can get somebody to cook. I don't need a woman. I can clean. I can do all the things that I'm doing. Like, obviously these are gender things, but yeah. If there's not a place for somebody in your life and you're making it abundantly clear that you're not even impressed with the things that they are proud to bring, then they're not going to stick around. They're not going to find you attractive. It's not a place for them to invest, and they are going to find a place that they feel wanted, needed, and desired. Men and women both.
Yeah. Looking for that partnership.
Exactly.
Looking for that partner. Thank you, Brock, for the advice. Thank you, Anonymous, for writing in. If you out there have a question that you would like Brock to tackle, send that email. We'll get it on the air. You can also reach out on social media too. The email, Gino, G-I-N-O at WDODradio.com. You can also follow at The Brock Olson. And it's all linked up to this conversation and all the conversation that we've had for the last couple of weeks anyway on our website. Check that out at hits96.com. Brock, appreciate the time. Thank you for the advice. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.